All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. And no surprise to anybody that followed the 2015 Major League Baseball season, Washington Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper was named as the National League's MVP last week. Now, Harper enjoyed a very good season. He led the National League in runs scored with 118, along with home runs with 42. He also had 99 runs batted in. He batted .330, had an on-base percentage of .460, along with a slugging percentage of .649, and an OPS that was simply out of this world. Harper, all season long, was clearly the best player on the senior circuit, in spite of the fact that he played on an underachieving Washington Nationals team that was expected by many to cruise to the World Series. But let's not forget about it. Harper just turned 23 years of age last month. He has just finished his fourth Major League Baseball season, and he's one of those few guys in that rare air that has really lived up to the hype. You talk about this kid and what he has been able to do in four big league seasons already, 97 home runs, nearly 250 runs batted in, and he has a 289 batting average. Harper is already a three-time All-Star, and the sky is the limit for this guy. I really believe that Bryce Harper has the ability to win the National League, if not the American League MVP, depending on what happens for the remainder of his career, at least two more times. Because you're looking at a kid right now, he's the modern-day Charlie Hustle in the mold of former big leaguer Pete Rose. This is a guy that has yet to get into the prime of his baseball career right now. So he's only going to get better. And you look at him, he showed more discipline at the plate this year. He was not striking out as much. You look at the way that he's able to get on base. You look at his overall game. He has speed. He has range in the outfield. And more importantly, he has heart and determination. The next step for Harper is to become a leader of this Washington Nationals team. We saw the infighting with the Washington Nationals, of course, exposed during the stretch run between Harper and Jonathan Papelbon, the relief pitcher, and more than likely, it would really surprise me to see Papelbon in a Nationals uniform in 2016. But going forward for Bryce Harper, you look at a guy that is now taking over as this team's manager in Dusty Baker, and Dusty Baker is going to go out there and actually challenge Bryce Harper to get better. And if Bryce Harper gets better like he has the potential to, that is simply scary for the rest of the National League, more importantly, the National League East. But I am not surprised that Harper won the National League MVP. He was clearly the best guy all season long. Honestly, he had the award locked up, in my opinion, from the All-Star break. That's the caliber of a year that he had. The baseball writers got it right. And like I said before, this is the first of many, because it would not surprise me to see Bryce Harper take home at least two more of these awards during his Major League Baseball career. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, like I always say, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.